Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. How to drive less and sell more. Let's help our customers, especially when our product list looks like the menu at the Cheesecake Factory. On my first day in sales, I went to my manager's office to get some training on what to do as a salesperson. You know, after 3 years as an office manager, I was making that big switch into sales. Now, my manager was a great manager. I worked for him for about 15 years, but he had a pretty good sense of humor. And as I went back and asked him, he said, "Here you go. Here's your training, Greg." Tossing a tag book across his desk to me was his comical idea of training. A tag book was simply a one-ring little clip of all of our product tags, so like little 3x5 index cards, like the actual FDA label of ingredients and nutritional information. It probably had around 100 or so product tags on the ring. "Great, appreciate the in-depth training," I sarcastically replied. Laughing, he followed that up with, "Here you go, just in case you sell something while you're out there." He tossed 3 different price lists to me this time, all in different colors for the different types of customers. Blue for wholesale, green for distributor, and red for retail. Now, these were not 8.5x11. They were 8.5x14. You just kept unfolding them, printed on both sides in what had to be like size 6 font. Each of the 100 of products had codes and subcodes and different forms and different packaging sizes. Now, the Cheesecake Factory wasn't around yet, but these price lists looked exactly like one of their menus. The options were endless. Heading out into the territory, I had a set of current customers and, of course, prospected for new ones. Now, my faulty thinking was that my current customers understood our products, bought the ones that they needed, and didn't need any of the other ones, obviously, since they didn't buy them. With current customers, I really spent most of my time with them on increasing the volume of products they currently bought from me. Again, thinking they must not need my other products since they don't buy them. Well, the truth was, in most cases, they signed up as a new customer by buying the products they originally needed. Then, they really never looked into any of the other products we had to offer, unless there was a problem of some kind. More faulty thinking on my part. They get the weekly price list and frequent communication from our offices and promotions and products and sales that we're running. How could they not know we carry these other products? Well, the answer to that question is they are busy people, busy helping their customers, too busy to decipher our hieroglyphic price list in size 6 font. As a top vendor and a trusted advisor to them, we need to help them understand how to get more out of being our customer, how to get more of our products and services to help them. And this includes getting more of our trusted advising. Let people know what we do and what we carry. In a recent meeting, a presenter shared a very simple spreadsheet she uses to solve this very problem. If you are listening to this podcast, obviously, you need to go to the blog article and you can see the spreadsheet that I'm talking about. In a digital age, this should be very easy to pull from your system. It's even better if your system is connected to a CRM program. They can turn these out in real time and, better yet, in some form of a dashboard dial. If you really want to get into it, have this chart in a year-over-year comparison with an increase and decrease column to see who has added or dropped buying different products from you. Well, here are some ways to use this spreadsheet or this dashboard dial. First, see who is buying which of your products. That's criteria number 1 for a salesperson. Know who's buying your products. Now, you think, "Greg, that sounds pretty basic," but there are a lot of sales teams where I run across where they may not even have a customer list, let alone what products by product the customers are buying. Next, you can see who is not buying specific products and to use these 2 pieces of information to set the agenda for your next sales call with each of your customers. Better to talk about what they're carrying and not carrying than to sit there and talk about the weather and politics. Next use for this spreadsheet is create categories of users. Those that only buy 1 of your product lines or ones that buy 2 or 3 different product lines. Maybe you can create a super user. They buy all of your product lines. Then lastly, you can create promotions and pricing or services for those that meet the higher purchasing levels. Now, that's very simple. We all are aware of the silver and gold type customer, or the platinum, or whatever you want to call it. We're very familiar with those styles. Do the same thing for your set of customers. And lastly, one of the most important ways to use this as a salesperson is to drive less and sell more. I know most companies are driven to get salespeople to sign up more prospects, the hunters. That's great and definitely needs focus. However, growth is growth. Increasing sales with someone you already have a trusted selling relationship with can be much faster than driving past them to sign up new ones. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.